The Czech government has announced its decision to dump a costly electronic health records project launched 10 years ago. The project, which was to facilitate communication between doctors regarding treatment of individual patients, failed to get off the ground properly and was frequently criticized for lack of transparency. Subsidized by the state-controlled insurer VZP, the country's largest health insurance company, it proved inefficient and in many ways disadvantageous. Critics say it contains random records since doctors were not properly motivated to use it and moreover was only available to VZP clients. The insurer moreover outsourced the project to a joint stock company established by two then Civic Democrat deputies, now MEPs, who later sold their shares to a little-known Swiss company, fueling speculation regarding a conflict of interests and abuse of funds. After years of controversy regarding ISIP's viability, the centre-right government last week announced its decision not to protract the agony further, saying the project would be definitively scrapped by the end of the year. With a 51% stake in the ISIP company, the board of the state-controlled insurer has the leverage to push that painful decision through. Health Minister Leos Heger says that while electronic health records were still in the pipeline, they would not be based on the ill-fated ISIP project.
ISIP doubtless had a number of advantages, but as far as the big picture is concerned, it failed to meet the set goals, and it certainly failed to show adequate results for the money spent.
The money spent is a staggering 1.8 billion crowns, and the opposition says it wants to know who is to blame for the money squandered. Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka has demanded the setting up of a special parliamentary commission to deal with the matter. Minister Heger is likewise of the opinion that ISIP should be investigated, but he says he is in favour of a standard investigation by the police. He has not ruled out filing a criminal complaint against an unknown culprit should there be sufficient evidence of mismanagement of funds. In the meantime, the minister is busy outlining conditions for a tender on a new nationwide electronic health records project that would help take the country's healthcare into the 21st century. Rather than leaving the task in the hands of one insurer, he wants to link up a complex system of already existing databases run by hospitals, GPs and specialists, and make it compulsory, most likely through an amendment to the law, for doctors to use the new system once it is up and running. Since, according to the minister's words, nothing can be salvaged from the ill-fated ISIP, the new project will once again cost taxpayers billions of crowns.